I give her my provincial's name and address. About 10 days later, I got another letter from my provincial. Dear John, all right. I still think you've got too much to do. And all right, you can do some work for the missionaries of charity. I had to get permission to come here to Calcutta. My provincial superior, long pause over the telephone. All right. Sisters, back to the missionaries of charity. And I'm so happy we have at least, is it one or more of the tertian directresses here? Sunday should be Vacatio ab opere. A vacation from work. Doesn't mean you sleep all Sunday, all day Sunday. But, sisters, I want to make sense. Because, as we'll explain in a few minutes, the modern popes have been deeply concerned over so many Catholics no longer observing Sunday as a holy day. You're not Jewish. We're not Hebrews. Among the Orthodox Jews, and I've lectured to Jews in synagogues, a large book, are the Jews. Is it working?
Father, on Sunday, normally we go to faraway missions to help the people with the church to go to teach children.
So
we go very early and we come very late and this is hard work.
I would say this. See, the word in Latin, opus, which in English is work, opus, can be, as you know, of two kinds. There can be opus servile, that's hard physical labor. But there's another kind of work, which is, intellectual or spiritual. And that is not called opus in Latin. That's not work. Then.
But physically, the sisters get very tired. So they get up very early and they come back very late and they have to go a long journey. So physically, they get very tired.
So. My hearing is so bad.
You go very early.
Because the sisters have to get up sometimes at 3:30 in the morning and they come back at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
They get physically very tired.
Yes. Well, that's all right. That's all right, because you see, out of charity, you can even do servile work on Sunday. In other words, and sisters, I'm so happy you get tired. So, both what a person does on Sunday and especially the motive, when charity or necessity, am I clear? You may even do servile work, hard work, physical work. On Sunday, they're either necessity or charity. Call for it. That's the church's law. We continue. Now Pope John the 23rd, in his encyclical Mater et Magistra, that's the church, Mater et Magistra, mother and teacher, he expresses himself very deeply over how Sunday has become just another day for many, many Catholics. And he says, the church is only as strong as the people observe Sunday. Observe Sunday, first of all, as a time for prayer, Mass, of course, but also leisure, where they get some rest. Now, of course, and thanks for telling me, the sisters get even physically tired, getting up so early, and then having to see some distance to give catechetical instruction, say, on Sunday. Well, I hope they get some extra. Do they get extra sleep, extra rest? And the modern popes, including the present one, deeply concerned for the modern world ignoring the sacredness of Sunday. The United States, Sunday, depending on where you are, like just any other day. And over the years, as a priest, I've counseled so many men, women too, not to take jobs which require their working on Sunday. And finally, Index of Catholic Christianity. Sunday observance is a sign of true Catholicism. To give witness to a secularized world, we Catholics should witness to the world that Sunday is not just another day, especially prayer. And if you teach catechism, that's wonderful. And by the way, I teach theology on Sundays. Now the fourth commandment. Once again, like the third commandment, the fourth commandment comes in two different parts of the Old Testament, the book of Exodus and the book of Deuteronomy. They're almost the same, but not quite. In Exodus, honor your father and your mother, so that you may have a long life in the land that Yahweh, your God, has given to you. And that, remember, was on their way from Egypt to Palestine. Then in the book of Deuteronomy, also that you may prosper. And sisters, 50 years in the priesthood has taught me many things. One thing I've learned, those sons and daughters that honor their parents, say, when they were children or young, God blesses those people beyond anything that those who have not been, well, honorable, obedient to their parents for the rest of their lives, sisters. Honoring one's parents, if I can use the expression, is good business. It pays. It pays. God blesses those who honor their mother and father.